what's even more impressive is a 46-point improvement on the points allowed average category, only allowing 12.4. And the guy that they're really leaning on is the senior Bryant Gibbons. He has 61 total tackles on the year with 4.5 sacks, which is already a team high. So that's been a big story of the defense for North Shelley, and we'll talk to Seth Bass about why that's been so successful in just a moment. Meanwhile, the Chilhowee leading Indians 0-5 on the year, and they have just 8 people here tonight. And it is, on paper, everything is going to be favoring North Shelby in this game. It's what it's looking like. So we'll see what Chilhowee has up their sleeves. It should be a very interesting game, to say the least. Glad you could be here with us at CrescentCentralMoInfo.com. Coming up, you'll hear from Indian coach Jason Dolph, followed by the North Shelby coach Seth Bass. You're listening to 8-Man Football tonight on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski. The true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org.
We're back here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com, getting ready for 8-man football action tonight at North Shelby, and they're taking on the Chilhowee Leighton Indians. Jason Dolph is the 6-year coach of the Indians, and coach, I know 0-5 is not the start you've been looking for these Indians. What are some of the positives you've liked in the first 5 weeks that gives you some optimism?
You know, we got a good group of kids with us. They're not really experienced, so we kind of knew we were going to start off a little rough. You know, one thing I tell the kids is that we got that playoff game in week 10, so we're going to just try to use these first 9 weeks to practice up and get ready for that game, because you can always make a run in the playoffs, you know. With us, we don't even have 16, so we don't get a practice against each other. So I think these games, even though we may lose them, you know, we can get a lot out of them as far as practice goes and trying out our plays against other kids. And so, you know, it's 0-5 isn't where we want to be, but I think it's kind of, if we were being realistic, it's where we probably should have ended up. We just would have liked to have competed a little bit better against a few teams.
Yeah, I can totally understand it. I know you had a pretty decent amount of turnover from last year's 6-win team. How's kind of the development of some of these new players been so far?
You know, it's been a little slow. Some of them have turned out, you know, good. Some of them haven't. We're just still trying to kind of move some kids around and find our own identity also. You know, it's just a process. And I think every coach wants the process to move faster than it does sometimes, but you just kind of got to work with what you got and keep trying to get better.
Tell me a little bit about your quarterback.
So we've moved quarterbacks. I think this is our third one. He's a kid that we know is going to give us all the effort that he has when he has the ball. So we're willing right now to kind of put the ball in his hands. We've been plagued with fumbles and drop snaps the first 5 games. Or 4 games, so we're just kind of trying to do anything we can just to move the football, and we think that Nate's going to give us the best opportunity to do that by putting the ball in his hands.
Again, Jason Dolph, the Chilhowee Leighton Indians coach, joining us here on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com ahead of 8-man action
against North Shelby. Coach, I know you've gotten to know Coach Seth Bass a little bit and his Raiders. What threats do they pose?
Yeah, Coach Bass is a great guy. I know that they dropped down a couple years ago, and he's been struggling to get a program going. I think when you're in the midst of the struggle, you guys kind of connect as coaches. But he's done a great job with that program. I'm happy to see him 4-1 right now and fighting, and hopefully he has a lot of continued success with those kids.
I know it's going to be a pretty big uphill climb for you today, Coach, but what's going to be keys for Chilhow and Leighton to be competitive in this game and give North Shelby a run?
You know, good question. We want to just be able to compete, like you said, try to be competitive to make it a game. We're looking at a lot of small stuff for us to just get better on technique-wise and hopefully be able to make some stops and move the football. And just all of those little victories is going to be big for us.
Jason Dolph, the Chilhow Leighton coach, joining us here on CrestCentralMoInfo.com. Coach, really appreciate you taking some time to talk to us, and best of luck tonight.
Sure. Thank you very much, sir.
And coming up next on Crest, we will catch up with North Shelby Raider coach Seth Bass. Eight-man football coming up tonight on 104.7.
This is Jesse Swanky of On Target Ag of Leonard. Ag Leader is solely focused on precision farming and bringing you year-round tools to make your operation more efficient and profitable. Increasing your bottom line is our number one focus. Backed by local precision experts and dependable support, look to Ag Leader to put precision in your operation. Contact On Target Ag of Leonard at 660-651-3432, your Ag Leader dealer, or visit agleader.com. On Target Ag, precision ag services from the ground up.
Egan Service LLC of Shelbyville is here to provide you with fast, thorough, and efficient service. They focus on the task at hand, fixing all your general automotive repair needs from oil changes, battery check state inspections, and much more. While the weather's decent, don't forget your wheel alignment before winter hits. Call Mike, Corey, or Matt at 573-633-2670, where customer care is their priority. Egan Service, LLC, proud supporters of the North Shelby Raiders.
Annabelle Recycling is open for business and ready to pay cash for your scrap metal. Whether it's iron, steel, aluminum, copper, or brass, Annabelle Recycling will buy it at top market price, and they have bulk and small scales to suit every type of seller. They offer a trailer for farm cleanup and a rollback for old cars. Give Annabelle Recycling in the middle of Pound Town a try. They'll be happy to pay cash for your scrap metal. Annabelle Recycling is located in Annabelle between Clarence and Macon, just south of Highway 36. Call 660-395-19.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri with offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond. Call today for your estimate or go to capitalmo.com.
Here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com, eight-man football coming your way this week as the North Shelby Raiders are hosting the Chilhow Leighton Indians tonight for homecoming. Seth Bass is the coach of the Raiders. And, Coach, you guys are 3-1, or 4-1 on the year. A very good start for the Raiders. How so?
Well, we just got a veteran team this year. You know, our kids have really stepped up. It's year three. They've all been around me long enough now, and they know what I expect. And our seniors and captains have done a really good job of stepping up from a leadership standpoint. And we've got very good accountability on our team, and that's really made a big difference. But, you know, just from a football standpoint, they're experienced now. They've been through the gauntlet. They went through last year's schedule and learned a lot of lessons from that. And it's really started to apply to the field this year. And, you know, our defense has really made tremendous strides this year, and I think that's where you see the biggest improvement from an experience standpoint. You know, they know what to expect. They've bought into our new scheme, and they're flying around with the football. We're forcing turnovers, and they're working really well together. So it's been a pleasure to watch, and it's been an exciting start to the season.
And talk to me a little bit about this defense, because it's not easy to have only one possession scored on you in 3 to 5 games, and in one instance, a shutout. So it's not easy to do an eight-man football. How have they managed to accomplish this?
Well, our pursuit's been tremendous. You know, there's countless times on film, and I think you'll see it tonight, where we've got all eight guys to the football, whether it's a short run or whether it's a pass or anything like that. So our pursuit has helped a lot. Our just general football knowledge has improved, and we know what to expect in situations and based on formations and that type of thing. So that's really helped, and we're forcing a lot more turnovers than we were last year too. So just the general aggressiveness and the experience and just the buy-in from the kids has really made the biggest difference on that side of the ball.
Yeah, and again, coming into tonight's game, this North Shelby defense has already generated a total of 16 turnovers into tonight's game. Let's talk a little bit about the offense, Coach Bass. You had Kale Stoneburner, the freshman, starting for the first four games before Dayton Metis returned from an ankle injury. What kind of impact did Stoneburner bring for you guys those first few weeks, and what kind of element does Metis now bring now that he's back in the lineup?
Kale did a great job. He managed us really well. He ran the offense really well, and he kept freshman mistakes to a minimum, and that was great. And you know, I give our team a lot of credit for rallying around him, too, and taking the pressure off of him. So did a tremendous job for a freshman to come in and start in a triple option offense and go 3-1 as a starter and not turn the ball over. I mean, that's a lot of credit to him. And, you know, having Dayton back, though, he adds such a great dimension to us. He's so good running the option. He's so smooth with it. And he's a little bit faster than Kale and a little bit bigger since he's a little bit older. But, you know, he's been in the offense for 3 years. He knows it like the back of his hand and just manages it really well. So it's been nice having him back, and it's nice to still have Kale available. We still try to give him some reps to keep him fresh and to develop him, because he's going to be the heir apparent when, you know, Dayton graduates after next year. So it's a great thing to have two guys that you trust fully with the offense. And, you know, I would say that we've got two guys behind even them that have really made good strides and have done really well with the reps that they've got too, Kyle Smith and Landon Bender. So it's an important thing with an option offense like us to be able to just plug guys in and keep rolling, and I think we're at that point.
You're going to be taking on a Chilhowee Leighton team who's had its difficulties 0-5. What dangers do they pose for you, Coach?
They've got some good athletes. You know, their quarterback runs around a lot. We're going to have to do a really good job containing him. They run some misdirection stuff. We're going to have to stay home on the backside, otherwise it's going to hurt us. And then they like to throw the deep ball at times too. So we're going to have to stay home and play assignment football, because you've got to defend, you know, everywhere on the field with them. And, you know, defensively they're not a bad team. They've got some athletes. They're very aggressive. They bring five or six just about every play. So I think we're going to have to make our reads really well on offense, and probably going to have to, you know, do really well as far as attacking the outside. And they do a pretty good job clogging the middle. So as long as we're making our reads and protecting the football, I think we'll be in pretty good shape offensively. Defensively, we've just got to stay home and make sure that we're running the football and keep to the formula that's been working for us.
Seth Bass, North Shelby coach, joining us here on CrestCentralMoInfo.com. Coach, no homecoming's always special, and best of luck in your second straight homecoming win tonight.
Appreciate it.
Not a problem. Well, kickoff, Chilhowee, North Shelby, eight-man football coming up next on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Parsons Ag Center on Highway M between Bethel and Leonard offers the best products for area farmers. Parsons Ag Center wants to help increase crop production and take care of livestock needs to make the farmer's job a little easier, because everyone knows that farming is hard work. Parsons Ag Center, your Hubbard feed dealer, offers a complete line of feeds and carries Sioux livestock equipment, Port-a-Hutt livestock shelters, and a complete line of Syngenta and Mersman seed, including corn, soybeans, and alfalfa. Parsons Ag Center, located on Highway M between Bethel and Leonard.
Does this sound like you? Or maybe your inner biker sounds like...
No matter what motorcycle motor is music to your ears, Shelter Insurance has a policy that's music to your wallet.
Shelter insures your fun stuff. Motorcycles to riding mowers, ATVs to RVs, bikes to bass boats. If it rides, rolls, or floats, we can cover it. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Carly Croft about Shelter's newest discounts on your auto insurance.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Want to feel welcomed with a hometown meal and friendly service? Shelbyville Inn Bar and Grill has their doors open ready to serve you. Call 573-633-2028 or stop by and enjoy all American favorites like steaks, burgers, tenderloins, chicken, and salads. Lunch is served Monday through Thursday, 11 to 1:30, and dinner is served Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 9. Shelbyville Inn Bar and Grill. Come hungry, leave full. Proud supporters of the North Shelby Raiders.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this North Shelby Chilhowee Leighton broadcast possible. That would be Harley Kropp, your shelter insurance agent, Salt River Community Care, both of Shelbina, Exchange Bank of Shelbyville, Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, and Memphis, North Shelby School District, On Target Agriculture, LLC, Egan Service, LLC, Parson Ag Center, Shelbyville Inn on the east side of the square, all of Shelbyville. Fest Hall Restaurant, Mesmer Fertilizer, both of Bethel, Belt Sea Company of Leonard, Exchange Bank of Shelbyville, Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, and Memphis, Northeast Missouri Co-op of Edina and Shelbyville, Annabelle Recycling, located on the south side of Highway 36 in Annabelle, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Capital Paving, check them out online at capitalmo.gov. JB is going to be running our halftime show tonight, which is courtesy of the Moberly Motors. And as we always do, we'll nominate an outstanding player to game, which is brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, Jeff Freeman Agency for all your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and more. Our referee tonight is Dave Seppett. He is going over the coin toss right now, and it is flipped. He's showing the coin to both the Raiders and the Indians, and it is going to be the Indians who win the toss, and they are going to defer to the second half. So North Shelby is going to get the ball to start things out. They are wearing their home red uniforms, gold pants with the gold helmets, and gold numbering with the white trimming on those numbers, and North Shelby logo on the sides of the gold helmets. Meanwhile, the Chilhowee Indians are in their away white uniforms, black pants with the red helmets, red numbers and black trimming as well. The two teams will shake hands, and it is going to be North Shelby that is going to go right to left on your radio dial to start things out. Glad you could be here with us on KRES Moberly and online at centralmoinfo.com. And we only have eight Indians playing tonight. No one on the bench. And we were talking to Jason Dolph a little bit prior to today's game, and we'll see how far we can get this. I know a couple of those players are a little banged up coming into tonight's contest, so we'll wait and see how this game kind of transpires. So kicking things off, it is going to be Andrew Binder, the senior for the Chilhowee Leighton Indians, and one of the leading rushers for the North Shelby Raiders is Mason Allmeyer, who has 436 yards on the ground this season and already 9 touchdowns. No special team touchdowns yet for the North Shelby Raiders. Ready to go here from North Shelby, and Binder is ready to go. Whistle is, and we are underway. Eight-man football from North Shelby. It's a nice boot. Allmeyer will take it from his 10 from the far side. Cuts to the middle to the 20. Now trying to negotiate his way past the 25. He does. Good tackle there by Alex Binder, the junior, and North Shelby will take over at the 27-yard line. It's a relatively short field here at North Shelby. Midfield is 40. So it's an 80-yard field total. And first and 10, Dayton Metis, the junior quarterback in game number 3 this season. He has missed the first few games with an ankle injury. He'll take the snap and toss it to Allmeyer on the right side. Now it's in the middle. Mason Allmeyer trying to shake off one, and he will be brought down after a 10 or 12-yard gain. Lucas Coulter, the cornerback for the Indians, will bring him down just prior to midfield. He'll be at the 38, first down North Shelby. Take a look at the starting eight for the Raiders. Dayton Messis, their quarterback. Mason Allmeyer, Ethan Geisendorfer, the two tailbacks. Gus Williams, the tight end. Elijah Greenwell is the wide receiver. Nick Miles, Jackson Lunsford, Kirby Latimer on the line. Man in motion into the eye. This is Allmeyer, and Metis will keep it to the 40, up the middle. And he will be brought down. This is going to be about an eight-yard gain. And it is going to be a tackle by Daniel Davenport. Total of 8 yards on the play. And the Raiders quickly rolling here. Metis in the gun with two right behind him. Metis takes the snap. Read option to Allmeyer. Finds a gap. Now to the middle. 15. And Indians with a quick pursuit from behind. Nathan Jones and also Andrew Bender will get the stop. That is 12. And Mason Allmeyer already out in the races. 30 yards on four touches unofficially. First and 10, ball on the 18 of Chilhowee. North Shelby quickly moving. They got two stacked to the left, two to the right. Now man in motion coming from behind. Little play action play. Now they'll take the shot deep looking for Gus Williams. It's caught! Touchdown, North Shelby. Gus Williams' first catch of the 2018 season. It's good enough for six. Beautiful pass by Menace. It was just a little wheel route on the left side. And Williams finds the back of the end zone, catches it, got 2 feet in bounds, and not a problem. North Shelby likes to go for two, not going to see them kick extra points, and Metis is going to be in the gun. Metis, read option, he'll take it, has room on the left side, makes a man miss, and he's got the two. North Shelby strikes quick, only needs 90 seconds to take an 8-0 lead over Chilhowee on Crest in CentralMoInfo.com.
People do business with people they trust. That's why Mesmer Fertilizer in Bethel has such a loyal customer base. At Mesmer Fertilizer, the customer always comes first. Whether it's fall seed or cover crop seed, herbicide application or variable rate spreading of lime and dry fertilizer, or custom applying of anhydrous, you can trust that the trained, certified professional employees at Mesmer Fertilizer will do their best to benefit you, their customer. Remember, if you plant it, Mesmer Fertilizer in Bethel will help you grow it.
Cheryl Gander had this to say about the scheduling of transportation for her husband Larry at Salt River Community Care in Shelbina.
Scheduling transportation for doctor's appointments went very smoothly. We both felt like that they were very accommodating. They would
Salt River Community Care in Shelbina.
North Shelby kicks it off, and with the return is Nathan Jones. Jones with some speed to the 30. Cuts to the right side to the 40 in. A touchdown-saving tackle made on the play, making a nice pursuit to the ball for the North Shelby Raiders. That is Andrew Pantaleo on the stop. And if he doesn't make that stop, Andrew Jones was going to go to the house and get a kickoff return for a touchdown for Chilhowee, and that would have gave them a little bit of life coming into this game. Speaking of Jones, he's also the quarterback for the Indians. And again, the Indians only have 8 people in this game. We'll go over their starting offense in just a moment. It's a quarterback keeper, Jones, with a little bit of speed. Will gain about 6 on the play on the quick draw, and getting the tackle is the cornerback, Carson Orr. As we take a look at the Indians offense, Nathan Jones at quarterback, Alex Bender, Andrew Bender, the two running backs. It's going to be Alex Hall, Lucas Coulter, the two tight ends, Daniel Davenport, Stephen Huckabee, Logan Scott are on the line from left to right. Second and 2, ball's going to be placed at the 25, and the gun once again is Jones. He motions to the left. Raiders pursue, and he is going to be wrapped up from behind, still chucking on his feet, and Bryant Gibbons had a hold up of him for about a good 5 seconds. That's going to be no gain on the play, and Jones ran about 5 yards and got nothing. So third and 2 coming up. Ball again at the 25-yard line. North Shelby already has an 8-0 lead. They scored 90 seconds in. Dayton Menace to Gus Williams' 12-yard touchdown pass. In the eye go the Indians under center. Here is Williams, and the center moves a little bit, but they are a little lenient on that. And Nathan Jones tries to get the keeper, and it's going to be about a one-yard gain. Will they give them the first down?
And that's good enough.
And getting in the penetration is Jackson Lunsford. They will give him the first. The North Shelby defense features Nick Miles, Jackson Lunsford on the line. The middle backers, Kyle Smith with outside help from Brian Gibbons and Mason Allmeyer. Elijah Greenwall is the safety, and two corners are Carson Orr and Ethan Geisendorfer. First and 10 after a half-yard gain for the Indians. They're at the 24-and-a-half of North Shelby. They'll go four wide in the gun, trying to pass to the right side, and it's short-hopped intended for Alex Bender. And that is the first pass of the game for Nick Jones. Seeing a lot of early looks here from this Chill Howie team, and one of the things Jason Dolph mentioned was getting first downs at this point of the season is a moral victory for them. And we'll talk a little bit more about these Indians as they go along. Here is a second and 10. Again, ball at the 24-and-a-half. In the gun, here is Jones. Looks for a pass to the left. A little bit overthrown. Was trying to get it to Daniel Davenport. And in coverage there was Carson Orr. And it's going to be third and 10 coming up here for Chill Howie. Your team is going to kick in this game, so it's pretty much going to be four down territory in all likelihood for Chill Howie. We might see a punt or two from Mason Allmeyer tonight for North Shelby, but in all likelihood, probably not. Just to see if they can get that rolling that they need to. Nevertheless, third and 10. And now we're going to get a timeout as the play clock was starting to wind down on the Indians, and they're going to take their first of the game with 8:32 to go here in quarter number one. So we talk about this Chill Howie team, 0-5 1 year ago, or actually 0-5 this year. 1 year ago, they actually had a school-high 6 wins. That was a big moral victory for them before they ended their season in the first round 1 year ago. And they had a lot of turnover over the course of last year. They had an encouraging start in their jamboree, but they had some people that decided they did not want to play football. Some of it was just not wanting to play. Some of them was for work. Some of it was also academic related. So it's kind of just been a snowball effect for this Indians team all season long, and that's why they only have 8 on the field and only 8 for the game. So you're going to be hearing the same names pretty much all evening long. Alex Bender, the man in motion on 3rd and 10. They're going to look for a pass, and it's picked off, overthrown, and it's Ethan Geisendorfer that will get it for the North Shelby Raiders, and that is his second interception on the year, and it'll be 1st and 10, North Shelby on their own 14.
North Shelby takes over.
Looked like that pass was intended to Lucas Coulter, the wide receiver for the Indians, and just a little bit of an overthrown ball there by Jones, and it was a soft zone, and Geisendorfer was just waiting on the backside, and an easy interception for the junior. Here is Metis. They will hand it off to Geisendorfer. He's coming in with some speed, and he is being dragged behind by Nathan Jones for getting slammed to the ground, and that's going to be a 24-yard gain. So Geisendorfer gets his first touch. North Shelby quickly moving up the field. Clock starts to run. Again, 8-0 North Shelby as we're about 4 minutes into this first quarter. Ball placed at the 28. And they will go with 2 wingbacks. Metis in the gun. Now man in motion is Geisendorfer. Read option. Metis keeps it. Now tosses Geisendorfer on the left wing, and he will be pushed out of bounds after about a 6-yard gain by Andrew Bender and also Nathan Jones.
Bring up 2nd and 4.
So 2nd and 4 now coming up. And we'll go over the Indian defense in just a moment. As North Shelby gets lined up on their own 34-yard, Metis is in the gun. Man in motion, Allmire comes in the back, gets the toss. Allmire with some speed to the 40. Now comes to the 35, and he'll be swung down, and a late flag deployed as Dale Devenport made the tackle. And this might be a, if I had to guess, it looked like an unnecessary roughness on the Indians as Allmire was well out of bounds, and Devenport went ahead and slammed him to the ground off the tackle. So we'll get the word from
personal foul,
Dave Seppett, and that is exactly what the call is. Personal foul on the Indians, and result of the they run, will add the a first down Raiders and more down for the Indians.
At the 20-yard line.
So Allmire with 42 yards already, and that is going to put the ball at the North Shelby 20, or the Chilhowee 20. North Shelby moving down the field, looking to go 2 for 2. They line up with 5 on the line, 2 behind Metis. Metis on the snap. Read option. Tries to keep. Now he'll reverse to the other side. Ran to the right. Came back to the left side looking to find some real estate. Not much working there in penetrating in was, it looked like that was Logan Scott that got the stop. So taking a look at the North Shelby deep, or the Indians defense. On the line is Andrew Bender, Logan Scott, Daniel Devenport, not Dale Devenport. Hi, Dale. How are you? Alex Hall and Nathan Jones are the two linebackers. Peyton Harness is kind of the rover man, and then Alex Binder, Lucas Coulter are the two corners. And North Shelby coughs it up with a fumble, and Chilhowee is going to recover it. Metis was running to the left side and on the pursuit, and batting it was Daniel Devenport, and he recovers it, and it is going to be 1st and 10 for Chilhowee. And that is the 9th turnover on the season for North Shelby. All of them have been because of fumbles, and that is one thing. Seth Bass was prioritizing this Raider team clean up tonight. So here's the 1st and 10. Ball is at Chilhowee's own 20, and getting the handoff is Alex Bender, and he's going to gain 5 on the play, and there is an army full of Raiders in on the tackle, and leading that charge for North Shelby is the freshman middle linebacker, Kyle Smith. So a 5-yard gain brings up 2nd and 5 now at the 25. Good crowd on hand tonight for homecoming for North Shelby. They're looking to gather their 2nd consecutive win on homecoming. Prior to that, it's been 10 years since that point. Man of motion, this is Davenport, and it is Jones. Gets a crackback block, and now tossed, and it is going to be
Jones's toss was
Bender, Alex Bender, and he kind of just popped it out of bounds, and kind of an unorthodox fumble, but they gained 3 yards out of it.
It'll be 3rd down and 2.
Not quite sure if that was design, but hey, if you get yards, you get yards. So now a 3rd and 2 coming up. At the 28 on the right hash mark is Chilhowee. North Shelby on the 2 front. Under center, Jones gets the snap. Runs into Alex Bender. He'll get the handoff, cuts to the inside, makes a move, has enough for a 1st down. He's going to get 5 on the play, and charging in was Ethan Geisendorfer at the corner. And it'll be 1st down for Chilhowee. Geisendorfer with the interception already. That was his 2nd on the year and comes in with a total of 28 tackles, 16 of them solo. And he's kind of one of the bigger anchor points of this North Shelby team, if you include also Metis and also Allmire and Gibbons on the defensive side. Here's a 1st and 10, a high pitch snap to Devenport, and that was a busted up play. Now it's a fumble. Does North Shelby have a chance to grab it? And no, it's going to be Devenport that gets sacked, and it's Gus Williams, defensive lineman, that comes in and scoops things up, as well as Kirby Latimer. So loss of 5 on the play. Brings up 2nd and 15. Ball placed at their own 30-yard line. the lineup, one to the right, that is Lucas Coulter, two to the left, that will be Andrew and Alex Bender. In the gun, Nathan Jones takes the snap, has a crackback block from Davenport, and now Jones cuts to the right side, gains about three on the play, and he'll be spun around by Mason Allmeyer, and now we got an official timeout. And I don't know what this timeout's going to be. It's going to be on Chill Howie, it looks like, maybe for a quick water break, it looks like. Or it might be an injury timeout here for Daniel Davenport, as it looks like he's trying to wash away some blood, it looks like, on that right elbow. Might got cut there off the block. We got 4:54 remaining here in quarter number one. North Shelby leads 8-0, and they did it. For those just joining us, 90 seconds in, it was a Dayton Metis pass, 12 yards to Gus Williams. His first catch of the year is also his first reception touchdown of the year, and the two-point conversion by Metis was successful, and that is where we currently stand. So now, Davenport, by rule, is going to have to sit out one play because he used the curl pit on the injury. And so that means it's going to be 8-on-7 for one to play in favor of North Shelby, I would have to think, unless they take a timeout. And this is kind of the byproduct of what we might see for the rest of the night, with Chill Howie only having a total of 8 on the field. They've done it before. Or Jason Dolph has mentioned it has happened before, and where they've gone with 6, but numbers don't lie. 6-on-8 is not ideal. So now it looks like they're trying to wrap up a Band-Aid or something of that line on his, looks like now that it's on his left arm, or some athletic tape around that left wrist, and now looks like he appears to be all right. No harm, no foul, and now they will go ahead and get lined up. It's a 3rd and 10. Ball's going to be placed at about the 34-yard line. Off the right hash mark, Indians will go 3 receivers, 2 left, 1 right. In the gun, Jones, man in motion in the left slot. This is Alex Bender faking the direct snap. Now he'll take it. Jones feels the pressure, airs it out on the left side, trying to find Andrew Bender, and that is well overthrown by about 10 yards. Geisendorfer in on the man-to-man coverage for the Raiders, and it's going to be 4th down for Chill Howie. So what do you call here if you are head coach Jason Dolph? Getting the signal is Nathan Jones. He runs back into the huddle. And they'll line up 4th and 10. Ball again at the Chill Highway 34. They'll stack up with 2 on the right, now 1 on the left. And now showing punt is Andrew Bender. Here's the snap. It's a high one, and he will boot it away. It is going to take a Chill Howie roll. It's going to get at the 11-yard line before being down by Lucas Coulter. All things considered, not too bad of a punt by the senior Andrew Bender. So North Shelby has been moving the ball really well offensively so far, but each team is even on the takeaway margin. An interception by Ethan Geisendorfer for North Shelby, and a fumble recovery for Nathan Jones for Chill Howie. 1st and 10 at the 11. Man in motion. This is Geisendorfer. Metis with the snap. He will run it to the left. Metis cuts to the inside. Now back out to the 20. Metis runs to about the 25, and he'll drag a Indian along with him. That's Alex Bender, to be exact. He's got 15 on the play and a first down.
And that's good enough for a North Shelby Raider first down.
Raiders quickly trying to line up here on 1st and 10 on their own 25. Off the left hash mark. Metis in the gun. One wing man, Allmire to the left, man in motion. Metis takes it. No look toss to the right side. Allmire with some speed. Allmire to the 40, and he almost bursted it up the field, and he is speared out by Lucas Coulter, and that is going to be a 20-yard gain and a first down for North Shelby.
First down.
Allmire already with 72 yards unofficially on the ground. 3:56 to go in quarter number one. On the right hash mark, first and 10 on the North Shelby 39. It's Metis taking a chance deep, wide open, and grabbing it! Touchdown, North Shelby! Elijah Greenwell, 41 yards for the score.
Greenwell for a touchdown.
Metis with a nice little arm, and Greenwell kind of just like half-paced it on the wide receive post up on the right side, and then as soon as he got by the defender, he took off at full speed, and Metis just flinged it, and he caught it at the 10, and a house call for Elijah Greenwell. Metis looking for a two-pointer. Same play now. No look. Toss to the left side. Geisendorfer will collect it. 16-0 North Shelby with the lead. 3:49 to go in quarter number one on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Right now at Subway Restaurants, you can save big on big subs. Just pick out any 3-foot-long subs with any veggies you want on your choice of freshly baked bread and save six big dollars. Choose from our most popular foot-long subs like oven-roasted chicken, turkey breast, Subway Club, sweet onion chicken teriyaki, or any other foot-long. And when you pick three, you'll save $6, but only for a limited time and only at Subway Restaurants. Limited time only. Additional charges for extras and deluxe plus tax are applicable. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
Egan Service LLC of Shelbyville is here to provide you with fast, thorough, and efficient service. They focus on the task at hand, fixing all your general automotive repair needs from oil changes, battery checks, state inspections, and much more. While the weather's decent, don't forget your wheel alignment before winter hits. Call Mike, Corey, or Matt at 573-633-2670, where customer care is their priority. Egan Service LLC, proud supporters of the North Shelby Raiders.
A little squib kick from the Raiders, and it's going to be Alex Bender on the return and in first quarter. They'll start out on their own 27. Pair passing touchdowns already for Dayton Metis. He's been sensational, and this is only his third game of the year. We'll talk about his backup, Cale Stoneburner, in a little bit. Here's the snap. Jones loses it on his own power, pounces on it, and a tackle. It's going to be made by
Andrew Pantaleo,
the backup outside linebacker. That's going to be a loss of six on the play. Looked like Jones got a little too loose. Carrying it on the quarterback sneak.
Second down and 15.
So second and 15 here, it's going to be placed at the 22. They're going to spread it out here, two to the right, two to the left. Jones in the gun, Bender, man in motion on the right slot. Jones keeps it, looking for the deep shot and trying to find Lucas Coulter. He had some space, albeit was double covered, but a little bit underthrown, and he runs out of bounds, and that's going to be incomplete. Geisendorfer on the coverage, and also looked like that was Elijah Greenwell as well that was in the vicinity of that. So now we get a third and 15 coming up. Indians line up. They got 15 seconds on the play clock. We'll go with same formation. Bender in the right slot. Will he motion again? He does. Bender, and now Hart's count, and it fooled Daniel Davenport, who is on the left slot. So that's going to be a false start on Chill Howie, and he'll move back 5 yards. So the Indians had a little bit of a spark off the turnover, and they were moving the ball well, but they had an interception on their of their own, and that is it's taking the wind out of their sails a little bit. So brings up a third and 20 now at the 19-yard line. They're going to have to get all the way to about the 42. Another man in motion. This is Bender in a high snap. Jones corrals it, feels the pressure, has to heave one down deep in simultaneous possession, and somehow caught by Coulter. He just heaved it up in the air at midfield in double coverage. Lucas Coulter comes back and just snags it out of the hands of Ethan Geisendorfer, and that's a pickup of 28. What a catch there. Regardless if it's 8-man or 11-man, good effort there by Coulter. And that's the first completion for Jones as well. Here is the gun snap. Jones has to go looking for a pass to Coulter again. A little overthrown in the vicinity was Carson Orr. So we'll bring up a second and 10. And a ball is at the North Shelby 39 and a half. It's the Indians line up here. They'll go with two to the right, two to the left. Jones in the gun again. And they'll clear the receivers out off the snap and in and out of the hands of Andrew Bender off of the quick slant from the right X receiving spot. And that's going to bring up a third and 10.
That'll bring up third down and 10 for the Indians.
A couple drop balls in this game here for Chill Howie. They'll take their time to get everything lined up. Davenport has to check on his athletic tape, it looks like. Again, he had a little bit of a cut about 3 minutes ago, 8 seconds, and they're going to have to hurry before a timeout has to be burned. 4-3-2-1, and they're not going to get it off in time. Delay of game is going to be called on Chill Howie, unless they get the timeout. They say delay of game, and I'll be 5 yards tacked on by the Indians. And it was just simply a lack of clock awareness. This North Shelby defense was completely ripped up after 1 year ago, and we mentioned at the top of the broadcast, they were averaging almost about 58 points a game allowed. Man in motion, this is Alex Bender, and here is Jones on the snap. Nathan Jones escapes one, throws one on the right arm, and Elijah Greenwell bats it away as it was intended for Andrew Bender, and it'll bring up a fourth down. But this defense now allows 12.4 a game, and a lot of that has to do with the shift of scheme. They used to be a 3-2-2 team where they had three linemen and then two backers and also two secondary players, but Coach Bass was saying put too much pressure on the linebackers, so they made the change, and the defense has played a lot more freely in this new scheme, and it's really shown. Andrew Binner to punt it. It's a high sky punt, and it'll drop at about the 21. Takes a roll back towards favor of North Shelby, and it'll come to a rest at about the 23-yard line. 16-0 lead for the Raiders as they have about a minute 59 remaining in quarter number one. They're looking to go 4-1 on the year. Or they are 4-1. They're looking to go 5-1 on the year. And they're having only one loss, and that came to Norburn in week number three. Here is Metis on the read option, tosses it to the left side. Here is Geisendorf. Geisendorf to the four, tiptoes down the sideline. Geisendorf cuts to the inside, stays on his feet, and now he is going to be brought down at about the 17, and that is going to be a gain of 40 on the play by Ethan Geisendorfer. Be placed at about the 17-yard line. And this read option by Metis has been paying dividends in this game. He's in the gun with two in the backfield. Mettis with the keeper. Has a read on Allmyer on the right side. Mettis keeps it, and now Mettis will toss it to the right. It was a lateral, as a matter of fact, and it's going to be about a five-yard game because it was a lateral rolled out of bounds. It'll be second and five. So Mettis gains five. And North Shelby has 14 yards to go before, or make that 12, I should say, before they get their third score. They'll line up with trips left. Mettis in the gun. Now Geisendorfer man in motion on the back end of that trips. Geisendorfer on the read option. Now it's Mettis. He takes it on the inside of the numbers, and he will gain a total of six on the play. And it'll be Nathan Jones that gets the tackle.
First down.
So first and goal here for North Shelby, trying to go 3-for-4 on their offensive drives in this first quarter. They're at the five. They'll line up with five on the line. Mettis in the gun, two in the backfield. That is Allmyer and Geisendorfer. Mettis with the handoff. It is Geisendorfer. Geisendorfer to the five. Looking for a near pylon. He's got it for a North Shelby touchdown. Ethan Geisendorfer gets his first score of the game. It's a 22-0 lead for North Shelby. With a minute two to go in the quarter. And two-point conversion pending. It is going to be Mettis that lines up. Geisendorfer right behind. Allmyer man in motion. Mettis to Geisendorfer. Now toss it. Fake read to Allmyer, and it's good. North Shelby leads 24-0. Minute two to go in quarter number one on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com.
Annabelle Recycling is open for business and ready to pay cash for your scrap metal. Whether it's iron, steel, aluminum, copper, or brass, Annabelle Recycling will buy it at top market price, and they have bulk and small scales to suit every type of seller. They offer a trailer for farm cleanup and a rollback for old cars. Give Annabelle and Annabelle between Clarence and Macon just south of Highway 36. Call 660-395-1934.
Don't take chances with saved or bin run seed. Plant Missouri certified seed wheat from Belt Seed Company in Leonard. Belt Seed Company offers custom seed wheat cleaning. It is cleaned, which increases your chances for higher yields and is less likely to result in disease, insect, and weed problems. Get your high quality seed available at Belt Seed Company today. Belt Seed Company is your local dealer for Missouri certified seed wheat and fall grass seed. Call Jim Belt for more information or visit Belt Seed Company in Leonard.
Onside kick by North Shelby as Rowdy Van Skyke kicks in, and it's recovered by Gus Williams, and North Shelby's going to get it back. After a 12-yard kick, they'll start out at their own, at the Jill Howie 38. North Shelby likes to use two kickers as well. Kyle Smith is the deep kicker for the Raiders, but when Rowdy Van Skyke is in there, he's kind of their onside kick specialist, and he kicked it off right there and caught the Indians off guard. So North Shelby with the ball. Mettis with the snap. Motions to his right. Looking for the deep shot. Mettis with the keeper. Mettis will gain about six on the play after the rush to the right side, and he'll be tackled from behind by Nathan Jones. That'll be a gain of six for the junior.
It'll be second down and four.
So second and four now here for North Shelby. Mettis, two games, 174 yards on the ground. That's about 10 and a quarter yards a touch. He is a dangerous weapon for this Raiders team, and he will get it on second and four. Mettis on the right side. Now to the inside he goes, trying to run away from a hound of Indians, and he's going to get a total of 22 on the play. It's another first down for North Shelby.
Jones on the tackle.
Jones gets the tackle and an Arv Raider first down, and they'll be at the Chilhowie 15. This is likely the final play of the first quarter. Allmyer trying to get around Coulter, and he cannot do so, and that's going to end the first quarter. All North Shelby, 24-0 after 12 minutes of play on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the North Shelby School District are proud of their students and the dedication they demonstrate in everything they do. North Shelby students know the sky is the limit when they set high goals. The North Shelby School District is proud of their Raiders and wishes them all the best with their future endeavors. This message from the Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the North Shelby School District.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
About ready to start the second quarter on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com. Scott Lunte here from North Shelby High School. It is homecoming. We've got eight-man football tonight on the Superstation. Matt spinning the dials back at the Moberly Motors Sports Desk. And Austin, Steven, and JB are all helping out behind the scenes as well. Metis looking for something deep on the first play of the second quarter, and he short-hopped it to Geisendorfer, who was open on the soft zone on the right side. And it'll be 3rd and 12 coming up here for Metis and the Raiders. The word of the week for this North Shelby team has been distractions. In every game, there's a word that Seth Bass wants to reiterate. And it's all scheduled out, so it's been distractions, and so far, mission accomplished. Here's Allmire to the 10, to the house. Mason Allmire with the score, minimizing all those North Shelby distractions. And it's now 30-0 in favor of the Raiders. A 17-yard toss, and Allmire gets in on the scoring party. And this North Shelby team averages about 45.2 a game on offense, and they're well on their way to eclipsing that at this rate. They're on pace for at least 60 if we play the full game. And that also is a big if. Because, again, Chilhowie is only playing with eight people. And it's going to be a handoff. Allmire is going to get the hit stick at the goal line, but it's going to be good. 32-0, North Shelby with the lead on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
What makes a top hip and knee replacement hospital? Low complication rates, high patient satisfaction scores, and low prices. Congratulations to the joint replacement physicians at Columbia Orthopedic Group for making Boone Hospital one of the top hip and knee surgery hospitals in America. The physicians of Columbia Orthopedic Group are national leaders right here in mid-Missouri. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com and call for your appointment today at 573-443-2402.
Want to feel welcomed with a hometown meal and friendly service? Shelbyville Inn Bar and Grill has their doors open ready to serve you. Call 573-633-2028 or stop by and enjoy all American favorites like steaks, burgers, tenderloins, chicken, and salads. Lunch is served Monday through Friend Grill. Come hungry, leave full. Proud supporters of the North Shelby Raiders.
Back here on CrestCentralMoInfo.com, North Shelby is doing a sensational job with their onside kicking practice because they just recovered another one. Rowdy Van Skyke kicked it. Chilhowie missed it, and getting a recovery actually was Rowdy Van Skyke. So he kicked it to himself. North Shelby with the ball back, and now they're at the 27-yard line of Chilhowie. The bleeding continues for the Indians as Metis now bobbles the snap. It's actually now Cale Stoneburner, the freshman, who is in the game. Metis is over on the bench. This is a good time for Stoneburner to get some action. He actually started the first four games on the season for North Shelby as Metis was recovering from that left ankle injury, and Stoneberg did a sensational job at the helm. 19 for 31, 220 yards, and he had three passing touchdowns in those four games as the backup quarterback, and he is going to be the future of this Raiders. And Stoneburner to the 20, 15, right on cue. He'll score for the touchdown. Cale Stoneburner, a total of 27 yards on the run. And North Shelby has really opened it up, 40 to nothing. Only a total of 42 seconds went off the clock from the previous North Shelby score. Now we're going to go for another 2 point. They're going to put two receivers right, one to the left. Metis going to take it or scratch at Stoneburner, and he's got the two. 40 to nothing, North Shelby. We'll be back again in 1 minute on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Attention, everyone. You've probably seen or heard about the movie Limitless, where a powerful pill unleashes the full potential of the brain. It's fascinating that a pill could have such a dramatic impact on a person's life, fantasy or reality. Hi, I'm David Poorman, founder of Limitless, the closest thing to a legal smart pill available today. I was a struggling college student that nearly dropped out because I couldn't study or focus. Since then, these same issues have caused me to miss out on several promotions at work. I was determined to help myself, and after years of research, we finally did it. Just take Limitless within 30 minutes. You'll take your mind to a whole new level of focus and attention never thought possible. Call now and find out how to get a free bottle and experience this pill firsthand. My only regret is that we didn't create Limitless sooner.
To find out how to get your free bottle of Limitless, call 800-681-9041. That's 800-681-9041. Free bottle for a limited time. Call now, 800-681-9041. 800-681-9041.
Back here on CrestCentralMoInfo.com. This time it's Kyle Smith that will kick it off. He is the deep man, as we just alluded to, for the North Shelby Raiders, and it'll go out of bounds. Or actually, no, it'll be a touchback. Scratch that. And North Shelby has scored a total of 24 points in a span of 58 seconds. Welcome to 8-Man Football, Athletic Director Scott Gaines says to our right. And it is going to be first and 10, and with a run, here is Jones. Jones with some speed for Chilhowie. Good to stiff arm, and he's going to be out of bounds. Jones was going to go all the way, a total of 65 yards, and just gets pushed out of bounds.